You know how everyone's saying social media is key for business these days? Well, this audio you sent over really digs into the why and how, especially when it comes to SEO, which can feel kind of mysterious.
Absolutely.
Ready to demystify it together.
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely not just posting a cute cat picture and hoping for the best anymore.
Right.
This deep dive is going to be super relevant for you, especially since you're looking to grow your business online.
Totally. One thing that struck me right away was how the source material frames social media. It's not just a popularity contest. It's like this whole strategic engine for getting your brand out there and, get this, actually improving your SEO.
Yeah, that's huge. So many people treat them as separate things, but Google and other search engines, they're getting smarter. They're looking at your social media presence as a signal of how credible and relevant your business is. It's like, imagine you're walking down the street and you see two restaurants, one bustling with happy customers and the other a ghost town.
Yeah.
Which one are you more likely to try?
The busy one, for sure.
Exactly. Social media is kind of like that bustling restaurant.
Makes sense.
The more engagement you have, likes, shares, comments, the more you're signaling to Google that you're the real deal.
So it's not just vanity metrics, it's actual street cred for your website.
Spot on. And speaking of getting those good vibes going, the source material lays out a really clear content creation engine that I think will be super helpful for you.
Yeah, I loved that part. It broke it down into five key elements,
right? Yay, but they weren't just your typical fluffy steps.
Okay, yeah.
They were really grounded in SEO. They talked about ideation, obviously, but then dove deep into research, emphasizing the importance of understanding your audience and what they're actively searching for online. They called these buyer intent keywords.
Ooh, that's ringing a bell. Can you give me a quick refresh on what those are again?
Of course. Imagine someone searching for, say, best running shoes for flat feet.
Okay.
That tells you they're not just browsing shoes for fun. They have a specific problem and are actively looking for a solution.
Right.
Your job as a business owner is to create content that naturally incorporates those keywords and guides them towards your product or service.
Ah, so it's not just about stuffing keywords into a blog post. It's about aligning your content with what people are actually searching for.
Exactly.
Clever.
And it doesn't stop there. You use these buyer intent keywords across the entire buyer journey.
Okay, the buyer journey, another one of those marketing terms. Can we break that down for a sec?
Absolutely. It's basically a fancy way of saying the stages a customer goes through from first becoming aware of a problem to actually making a purchase. The source material broke it down into four stages: problem aware, solution aware, product aware, and buying decision.
Like with those running shoes. Problem aware, my feet hurt when I jog.
Mm-hmm.
Solution aware, maybe I need better shoes. Yeah. And so on, right?
Exactly. And they used a really relatable example in the audio, something I think you'll connect with, about an entrepreneur looking for content creation services.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
So imagine this entrepreneur, just like you, realizes they need help creating engaging content for their website and social media. That's the problem aware stage.
Super relatable. Okay, so what's next on this journey?
Well, then they start researching different solutions. Maybe they Google best content marketing agencies or how to create engaging social media posts.
Okay.
Now they're solution aware, exploring different options and trying to figure out what might work best for them. That's where you want to grab their attention.
Okay, I'm hooked. So how does our entrepreneur friend go from solution aware to actually hitting that buy button?
That's where the next two stages come in.
Okay.
Product aware and buying decision. In the product aware stage, they've narrowed down their options and are now comparing specific products or services. They're reading reviews, checking out pricing, maybe even watching demo videos.
So at this point, they're on your website, they're checking out your social media, really trying to get a feel for what you're all about.
Exactly. And this is where having a strong online presence is absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
You want to make sure your content is top-notch, showcases your expertise, and addresses any potential objections they might have.
It's like anticipating their questions before they even ask them.
Right. Testimonials and case studies are super effective at this stage.
Yeah.
Seeing how you've helped other businesses achieve success can be a real game changer. And then finally, they reach the buying decision stage.
This is it. The moment of truth.
Exactly. They've done their research, they've weighed their options, and now they're ready to make a decision.
So how do you seal the deal?
Yeah.
What did the source material say about making that final push?
This is where having a smooth and easy purchase process is key.
Okay.
Clear calls to action, transparent pricing, maybe even a special offer or guarantee can provide that extra nudge. But it's not just about getting that initial sale. And the source emphasized this, which I thought was really smart. It's about building a lasting relationship.
So it's about going beyond just the transaction, right? It's about turning customers into raving fans.
Exactly. Think about it. In the online world, it's so easy for customers to jump ship and go with a competitor. But if you can cultivate a sense of loyalty and trust, that's invaluable.
It's like that feeling you get when you find a coffee shop you love. You keep going back, not just for the coffee, but for the whole experience.
Exactly. And social media plays a huge role in creating that experience.
Okay.
It's a way to stay top of mind, provide value even after the purchase, and build a community around your brand.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, leveraging trends. I know the source material has some interesting insights on that. Can we dive into that a bit more?
Absolutely. We talked about the importance of understanding your audience, right?
Right.
Well, part of that is staying on top of the latest trends and conversations happening in your industry and on social media in general.
So being in tune with what's hot and what's not.
Exactly. Are there any viral challenges you can participate in? Can you create content that ties into current events or pop culture?
I imagine this also plays into the whole SEO game, right? People are searching for these things. So if you're creating content around them, you're more likely to show up in their search results.
You got it. The source material specifically mentioned leveraging trending topics to increase your visibility and reach a wider audience, but they also cautioned against jumping on every bandwagon just for the sake of it.
Right. It has to feel authentic to your brand and resonate with your target audience.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where trends intersect with your brand values and what your audience cares about.
So it's not just about being trendy. It's about being strategic and intentional with how you incorporate those trends.
Exactly. And one trend that's here to stay is the focus on authenticity and social responsibility.
Oh yeah, that's huge these days. Consumers really care about supporting businesses that are doing good in the world.
Absolutely. And they can sniff out a phony from a mile away. So if you're gonna talk the talk, you have to walk the walk.
So no greenwashing allowed?
None whatsoever. The source material gives some great examples of businesses showcasing their commitment to sustainability, ethical sourcing, or giving back to their community. These are all things that resonate with today's conscious consumer.
Right. It's about aligning your business with causes you genuinely care about. People can tell when it's genuine.
Absolutely. And this ties into another important trend, the rise of influencer marketing.
Yes. Partnering with those social media mavens who have a loyal following, that can be a powerful way to reach new audiences, right?
For sure. But again, it has to be a genuine fit.
Yeah.
You want to partner with influencers who align with your brand values and who have an audience that's genuinely interested in what you have to offer.
So no more blindly reaching out to anyone with a large following, hoping they'll promote your product.
Right. It's about building relationships, collaborating on content that feels authentic to both brands, and providing real value to your audience.
Speaking of value,
mm-hmm.
I loved how the source material emphasized the importance of interactive content.
Oh, yes. That's a great way to boost engagement and get people talking.
They talked about things like Q&A sessions, polls, and those little question sticker things on Instagram, right?
Exactly. It's all about making your audience feel seen and heard, giving them a chance to ask questions, share their thoughts, and feel like they're part of the conversation.
It's like you're creating a two-way dialogue instead of just broadcasting your message to the void.
Precisely. And that's what social media is all about, connection. It's not a one-way street. It's about building relationships, fostering community, and creating conversations that matter.
I love this. It's about humanizing your brand. And speaking of humanizing, remember that great example they gave from your own experience?
You mean the part about my company's commitment to customer service?
Yeah. It was so smart of them to use that as an example. They talk about how your clear pricing and attention to detail really set you apart in the content creation world.
Yeah.
It totally proves the point that these principles apply whether you're selling a service or a product.
Absolutely. It's all about building that trust. Mm-hmm.
And transparency is a huge part of that. People are much more likely to do business with you if they feel like you're being upfront and honest about what you offer.
No hidden fees or surprises.
Exactly. And that goes a long way in building those all-important long-term relationships. Because like we were saying before, it's not just about that first sale.
Right.
It's about creating an experience that keeps people coming back for more.
Right. Turning customers into brand advocates. Speaking of which, I'm curious, the source material also touched on what happens after the sale, those post-buying stages. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's such a crucial piece that often gets overlooked. It's one thing to get someone to buy from you, But the real magic happens when you can turn that initial purchase into a long-term relationship.
So it's about nurturing those connections, even after they've hit the buy button.
Yeah.
What are some practical ways businesses can do that through social media?
Well, for starters, regular check-ins are huge. A simple message asking how they're enjoying their purchase or if they have any questions can go a long way. It's like that personal touch, showing them you're not just forgetting about them once the transaction is done.
Right. And don't underestimate the power of personalized recommendations. If you know what someone has purchased in the past, you can use that information to suggest other products or services they might be interested in.
It's like that you might also like section on an online store, but even more tailored and thoughtful.
Exactly. And of course, going above and beyond to exceed their expectations is always a winning strategy, whether it's throwing in a freebie, offering a discount on their next purchase, or just responding to their inquiries promptly and helpfully.
Yeah.
Those little touches can make a world of difference.
It's about showing them that you value their business and that you're invested in their success.
Precisely. Because at the end of the day, people do business with people they like and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And social media is a powerful tool for building those connections.
So well said. This has been incredibly eye-opening. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface, though. It's clear that social media for business and SEO is this constantly evolving landscape.
It absolutely is.
Right.
What works today might not work tomorrow, which is why it's so important to stay curious, stay adaptable, and be willing to experiment.
So don't be afraid to try new things, see what sticks, and adjust your strategy as needed.
Exactly. And never stop learning. The more you understand about your audience, the ever-changing algorithms, and the nuances of different platforms, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the social media world successfully.
Such great advice. This audio you shared was packed with valuable insights. But I think what resonated most was the emphasis on the human element. It's about making genuine connections, building trust, and providing value at every stage of the customer journey.
Couldn't agree more. It's easy to get caught up in the technical aspects of social media and SEO, but at the end of the day, it's all about people.
So true. Well, I don't know about you, but my to-do list just got a whole lot longer, but in a good way.
If you're listening, think about this. What's one action you can take today to level up your social media game, even if it's something small? Until next time, happy posting.